Now, will you notice, we move on here, verse 4. He says, and I will not have mercy upon her children, for they are the children of harlotry. They're illegitimate. Now he's applying to the individuals in the nation. God is going to judge them. And this nation has gone into idolatry. And what does that mean? Well, that means the individuals have gone into idolatry. Actually, at this time, the entire nation apparently had turned to idolatry. And I'll not have mercy upon her children. They're the children of harlotry. For their mother hath played the harlot. She hath conceived them, hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Well, she's doing it for money. She says, I'm going after my lovers. There's money in prostitution. It's one of the big rackets that there is today. And by the way, I probably ought to add, it might be that Hosea was not a wealthy man, and he was not enabling her to live in the luxury she might have enjoyed before. And so she, on the side, practices harlotry. Now, what had happened to Israel was, Israel had turned to idols. That's spiritual adultery. When you turn from God as a professing Christian, you turn from him and you give yourself to the things of this world, then you're a harlot. Then you're practicing spiritual fornication and spiritual adultery. Now, what Israel was doing, they were giving the idols credit for providing for them. You see what he mentioned here? He says, I intend to judge you because you turn to your lovers and you say, well, they provide well for me. They've given me an apartment out here in the Wilshire District. Why should I go and live in the slums of Los Angeles when he'll take care of me like this? Israel was saying, well, these gods we worship now, Baal, why, they are providing for us necessities of life, bread and water, that's necessity, and wool and flax, that's clothing. He bought me a silk dress. And Israel was saying, these gods provide for us. And then oil and my drink, that is liquor. And that is luxury. In other words, they were giving credit to the idols. And God says all the time, I've been the one that's been taking care of you. Oh, today the ingratitude, not just of the human race, but especially of those that profess to be Christians today, their ingratitude to God for all that he provides for us. How about people complaining today about conditions and everything? But you had a pretty good meal today, didn't you? You had clothing, didn't you? And I'm not sure but what most of you have had some luxury. Who do you think provided those? Now, if somebody says, well, I want you to know that I work, and I'm an intelligent man, or and I'm an intelligent woman, and I have an executive position, and I work hard for this. I'm the one that got all this. Oh, you think so? I have news for you. God provided that for you. He's the one that gave you health and strength. He's the one that gave you the job. He's the one that provides the sunshine and the water for you. And he's the one that's been good to you. And then you going around ungrateful today. You can't sin much worse than that, my friend. We say, oh, these awful murders that are committed today, it's terrible. Oh, they're bad. But the worst sins are being committed by the children of God today that are ungrateful. Now, I know that's not popular. But friends, I've reached the place in my ministry, and I think it was characterized my entire ministry. I never sought popularity, and I'm not seeking it today. I'm sorry that if you don't like what we're saying, we're going to say it because that's what this book says. That's what he's saying.